Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. We've been talking about the prohibition against getting benefit from an idol or anything that which accompanies the idol or which adorns the idol or which was served to the idol. And our Mishnah here has, quite a famous story, which brings out some of those details of how it works. It says, Shal Proklos ben Plosfos es Rabban Gamliel ba'ako. This fellow, his name was Proklos ben Plosfos. He was a idolatrous priest, and the Gemara says also he was a hegemon, so he had authority there in Akko somehow. So he was really pushing Rabban Gamliel to ask how it was permitted for Rabban Gamliel to use the bathhouse there, because the bathhouse had in it a statue to the Greek goddess Aphrodite, the Roman goddess Venus, and it stands for, therefore, it was known as Aphrodite's bathhouse. So that being the case, the question is, from the priest Rabban Gamliel, how could you possibly bathe here? So inside it says, Shahayarochatz bemerchat shel Aphrodite. Rabban Gamliel was going into the bathhouse and he was chased by this priest to give him a hard time. So, Amar lo kasuv besorasachem, says the priest to Rabban Gamliel, your own Torah says, v'lo yidbak biyadcha ma'uma menacherem. This pasuk we referred to many times already in the Perek here. It's one of the two psukim that talk about how anything related to the Avodah Zarah is forbidden and to get benefit from. Literally, again, lo yidbak biyadcha, it shouldn't attach to your hand, ma'uma, even the tiniest bit, min acherem, of the forbidden things. This is referring again to the wayward city that went to idolatrous. So, if that's the case, says the priest, mipnei ma ata rochet bamerchat shel Aphrodite. So how in the world are you allowed to sit here and bathe in the Aphrodite's bathhouse? It's connected to idolatry. Amar lo ein mashivin bamerchatz. First of all, Rabban Gamliel here says, we can't even discuss this in the merchatz. You have to wait, because I can't talk to Divrei Torah in the merchatz. Now, let me just clarify something. The merchatz had three separate zones in it. Had the outer zone where people were dressed, the middle zone where people got undressed, and the inner zone where people were all not dressed and they were, you know, bathing and going to the bathroom and the like. So the din would be that in the outer zone, it's permitted to talk Torah, but on the inner zone is be prohibited to talk Torah. The reason is because the psukim, there are actually two separate psukim which would be operative here. First, it's the same psukim, actually, two separate isurim. First, it says, lo yira b'cha ervas davar, you can't see amongst yourselves like a matter that pertains to sort of nakedness. And also, vaya machanecha kadosh, your encampment has to be holy. So the latter pasuk restricts, you know, speaking in front of things like a stream of urination or some, you know, that kind of thing, filth, stinky things and so on. Whereas the first pasuk, first part of the pasuk anyways, restricts speaking Torah in front of nakedness, even a man speaking in front of another man who's not dressed, even himself who's not dressed. So both those would be operative over here. But that restriction really only restricts speaking Torah, not thinking Torah. So the thing is that merchatz, which is the inner chamber, which is now sort of dedicated for nakedness, would even be more strict, and one couldn't even think Torah there. So therefore, it would be forbidden even to say, I can't answer you here, because that would essentially be a person thinking in his head about the reason why he can't discuss it, and that already is usur to do. So what happened, must be the pshat here, is that this priest asked Rabban Gamliel while he was like sitting in the bathtub, so to speak, in the merchatz there, in the public bath, and he didn't answer him at all. But then when Rabban Gamliel retreated to get into the changing room, he then said to him, I can't discuss that with you here, but wait till we get outside. And the reason why he said that is because one of possibly two reasons. First of all, he didn't want the priest to think he didn't have an answer. And second of all, he perhaps was concerned the priest was dangerous because he was his hegemon. Whatever the case is, kishi yatsa, when he finally leaves altogether and he goes out of the changing room where he can talk Torah, then amarlo, then he said, I'll explain to you why it's permitted for me to be here in the bathhouse. First of all, ani lo ba'asi b'gvula, hi ba'as b'gvuli. First of all, Aphrodite, I didn't come into her territory. She came into my territory. That's a literal translation. What it means is, this bathhouse pre-existed the statue there to Aphrodite. So it was a public bathhouse, and therefore the public had a right to use it. It was built, you know, with tax money and the like. And Avodah Zarah can't come to forbid someone which you have rights to already. Not exactly the same, but kind of the same way. If I would bow down to your cow doesn't come forbidden to you. I haven't got the power to do that. So an Aphrodite statue, even if they're worshiping it, doesn't have the power to make the whole bathhouse, which was public property, become forbidden to the public. That's step one. Now, step two, he says, I'll give you a second reason. And he's giving the second reason because even if it would have been that, let's say, the statue came first and the bathhouse is built around it second, even so, ein omrim na'aseh merchatz l'Aphroditi noi. No one says, how should we decorate the idol Aphrodite? I know, we'll build it a bathhouse. No one says that. Ela omrim na'aseh Aphroditi noi l'merchatz. People say, we have this bathhouse, let's make it a nice bathhouse that's decorated and we could set up a statue to Aphrodite here. So the point is, even if they were built at the same time, if the question is which is the ikker, which is the tafel, which is the primary thing, it's the bathhouse is the ikker. It's a bathhouse here, and it has a decorative element to Aphrodite. Bathhouses don't come to decorate Aphrodite. It's all the way around. So because of that, also, this is a bathhouse, not a decoration and a subordinate thing to the idol, and therefore it's still be permitted on top of that. Davar acher, a third reason why, stands with this a third reason why, Ibnosan lecha mamon harbe. Even if I would give you lots of money, I ata nichnes la'avodah zarah shelcha arum ubal keri umashtin b'faneah. You know, for a ton of money, you wouldn't bring your idol to a place where people are going, and they're naked, and they're bal keri, had a seminal mission, and they're urinating in front of it. Vezu omedes al piha biv. This statue to Aphrodite is sitting right on top of the drain. V'chol ha'am mashtinan l'faneah, and everyone's urinating right in front of it. So the point is, you see that this isn't being treated as an object of veneration. It's not an idol. It's a decorative element. And the proof is, even if it had been an idol hypothetically, people are not treating it as such. They're sort of deconsecrating, right? You're by urinating in front of the idol, that's not how you serve Aphrodite. You're saying this isn't an idol anymore. It's just stam a statue. So he actually brings a proof text for this because it says, lo ne'emar, ela Elohehem. The restriction on getting benefit from idols refers to their gods. Meaning the pasuk in Devarim, Perek Zayin, pasuk Chafhei, says, "Psile Elohehem tisrevum be'esh." The idols of their gods you have to burn in the fire. The point is, it has to be they treat it as a god. Eshenoag bo mishum Eloah. Those which they treat as like it has like some sort of, as if they were a god, so to speak. Asur. Those are things which are forbidden b'hana. The eshenu noag bo mishum Eloah, but the statue which isn't treated like a god, so to speak, it's just a statue, which is the case over here clearly because they're urinating in front of it and the like. So then, mutter, those are not restricted from getting benefit from such a statue. Halacha, this is halacha lemaisa, so to speak, but obviously there's no real lemaisa today since people don't do much of Adazar in general. Perhaps more relevant, however, is that the obligations of not speaking Torah in a place that's not kadosh, like a public shower and also the welcome erva, where people are designated to be naked, where people are, you know, currently undressed, is forbidden. You can't speak Torah in such a place, in a place which is designated for those activities, like a bathroom, and the like, may even restrict that even think in divrei Torah.